such a picture on my wall. It reminds me that it's not so bad.
Dear Donald, I voted you in, why aren't you responding? Can you see me from your tower, man? I'm down here at the bottom. I sent a million tweets in autumn, and I'm sure you got them. There probably is a problem, cause your POTUS now or something. I know the Secret Service keeps disturbances from bothering. But anyways, fuck it, what's been up, man? How's your daughters? My girlfriend's pregnant too, I'm about to be a father. If I have a daughter, guess what I'ma call her? I'll name her Melania. I saw the bullying the media did to her and Baron. That was so disgusting, man. You seem like awesome parents. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I got a Trump sign in my yard and bumper stickers on my van. I got a closet full of posters, MAGA hats and pictures, man. I love how you own Rubio and Jeff, that shit was fat. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back, just a chat. Truly yours, the only one who cherished you. It's white America. Dear Don, you still ain't called a rotus. I hope you notice, I ain't mad. I just think it's fucked up you ignore your voters. Remember when we talked outside your rally about jobs in Lafayette? You even signed an autograph on a MAGA hat for my little brother, man. He's only 6 years old. He waited in the blistering cold for you for hours. That's how much you give him hope. Our life is pretty shitty, man, and you're his fucking idol. The working class whites out here are struggling for survival. I ain't that mad though, I just don't like being lied to. Remember when we met in Denver, you said if I vote for you, you'd have my back. See, I'm like you in a way, don't like politicians either. All they do is cheat us, man, we really need a leader. That's why I could relate to your debates and all your speeches. Jobs are overseas now where production is the cheapest. And I don't really got shit else, so that shit helps when I'm depressed. I even got a tattoo saying MAGA on my chest. And twice I almost got beat up by guys who called me Nazi. I just want a future for our kids, why would they try to stop me? See, everything you said is real and I respect you cause you told it. My girl said you're just a show and won't trust you for a moment. But she don't know you like me, Donald. Bet my life that she's mistaken. The way you hugged those people on your stage, you wasn't faking. You gotta call me, man, I'll be the biggest supporter you'll ever lose if you keep up this barrier. Sincerely yours, white America. Mister, I don't give a shit about my base. You literally broke every single promise that you gave. I just saw it on the news, even the wall has been discarded. It was just a metaphor, do you think we are retarded? Was my girlfriend right after all, are you just another hooker? Cause it sure looks like you getting bossed around by Kushner. Who the fuck is this guy anyway? I didn't vote for him. First you said you're for the people, giving power back to them. Then you starting shit with Syria, launching missile strikes. And I see you in the room surrounded by a bunch of kikes. Remember the guys who called me Nazi, I was forced to fight. Guess what, I'm a Nazi now, I think those Nazis, they were right. I talked to them on Twitter and they brought me to the light. You no longer have a voice up in this country if you're white. I loved you, Trump, and we'll still make this nation great again. In fact, I wanna thank you for starting my awakening. Your campaign pushed whites back together as a group and made us see the system is completely owned by Jews who kill us with immigration and degenerate our youth. I can't believe 2 years ago I used to laugh at David Duke. This was our last try voting, now it's about survival. And it's parasites like you who force us into voting with our rifle. I tore all your pictures down and put one of Hitler up. P.S. Looking forward to the war, we'll fuck all your bitches up.